The real McCoy now, folks.
Three.
A Hatfield. Two.
One.
Zero.
Dr. Joe. Here we go again.
One more time.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Thank you, Dr. John.
Another week of gaming. Here in the war room.
Is everybody in? Round Zero is about to begin.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
D-Man.
And the Ripper.
The Ripper, death to the Ripper. What the heck are we going to be talking about this week, guys?
Well, Dr. John, this week we're talking about Feel the Speed, handling 150 horses and the motorcycle of your choice on Superbike World Championship.
Right. EA Sports!
That's correct.
I got my leather and helmet on, D-Man. Ready to run.
The Ripper's ready, Dr. John.
I love the run.
At Monza. And we're going to be looking at Mech Warrior 3.
Oh,
big robot combat,
Dr. John.
Look at me, Dr. John. I'm a giant metal chicken with a laser coming
kinda
out
like
of my
the Imperial Walker.
Out of your eyeballs.
Out of my
chicken legs,
Dr. John.
And what's this? We hear about a challenge?
You believe that?
That's right, Dr. John. That was what site was that?
GT2K.com challenges kick-ass gear to a Mech Warrior 3 marathon here in the war room.
I guess I'm going to have to play that to challenge them, Dr. John.
I don't know, Dr. John. I was kind of hoping we could play Team Fortress, Half-Life, something like that.
No luck, guys.
Make
so
them an offer they can't refuse, Dr. John.
One or all.
I think you're going to have to brush up on your big robot combat skills, guys.
That scares me.
For the next edition of...
No, Dr.
Ground Zero. Welcome to News and Views, everyone. I'm here with...
D-Man.
And the Ripper.
How you doing this week, guys?
Oh, pretty good, Dr. John.
Dr. John, I'm not getting any sleep, Dr. John.
Why is that, Ripper?
Warzone.
Tell us,
what is
Ripper.
That, 2100?
Warzone, 2100.
That's a game,
a
Doc.
Sleepless night. I know.
I tell you what, we've got Mrs. Ripper. And Ripper Jr. and Ripper Jr.'s. She gave me a picture, Dr. John, for Father's Day.
Oh, a picture. How nice.
Her arms are folded, and I've got it by the computer, and you know what she told me the caption was?
Yeah, what's that, Ripper?
Daddy, you play too much computer.
Too much Warzone.
Warzone.
2100.
I'm staying at the 1 o'clock.
What's the Warzone problem you have, Ripper?
Well, Dr. John, I have advanced to level 23, the mission after the nuclear blast.
The one where they blow up Alpha Base or Beta Base?
I believe it is Beta Base.
Beta Base, that's right.
Beta Base. I tell you, she was something.
Yeah, I think I met her once, Rip. I'll go ahead with a story.
Continue.
So I land on this new planet, presumably.
Oh, horrible.
How I've got, I've got all of 25 vehicles, and they... have hellacious.
Sounds
they have
like
got
an old
radar,
James Bond
they've got everything, Dr. John. And all I am trying to do is
maintain
a possible existence on this surface.
So what happens next?
Right? Oil field after oil field. I have saved it four times. D-Man, Dr. John, and I have yet to take over the base in the required amount of time that I am allotted.
It's that oil field
well,
thing
that,
again,
is this
Doc.
One of the ones where you only got like 30 minutes?
Oh, Dr. John, when I land, I believe I have an hour and a half.
That's a good 90 solid minutes.
I have through
this
that.
This is the one I'm you know, thinking it is.
After the nuclear blast.
Listen to the doc now.
You've got a whole bunch of things you've got to do quick, and you've got to get your... You need an Air Force for this one.
Okay.
You need a big Air Force for this one.
Yeah, I've been bouncing between Air Force and Horowitz. No, what was his name?
Howitzer.
Howitzer, that was it.
That's right, as an 80 millimeter.
You're going to need an Air Force, and you're going to need
landing
pads and repair bays.
Oh, Dr. John.
And you're going to need... You're going to have to put in counter battery, radar.
Counter battery?
Yeah, well, they got this thing called EV towers.
CB?
CB Towers. It's not Citizen Band Radio. It's Counter Battery.
And the little lady asked me that last night. What is a CB Tower? It's Citizen Band, you idiot.
That's what you stack your CDs there, man.
So it's not, huh?
No, what it is it's Counter Battery Radar. What it does is it calculates the trajectory of incoming long-range artillery fire and pinpoints the approximate location of the source.
My God, I felt like I was falling short all night, Dr. Chan.
And it directs like your long-range artillery to that position automatically. So you put in your long-range, like, Hellstorm, you know, multiple fire howitzers,
and your pepper pins
and things like that, and you put in that stuff,
then
you put in your CB tower, and you're all set, because you have to keep rebuilding your howitzers, because remember, they've got counter-battery radar, and they're taking yours out.
Rocket launchers are the culprits, Dr. John.
That's it.
You found that, too?
Those guys got the sights on you.
It's awful. There's a lot of other things
to keep in
mind.
That sounds like a disease.
There's other things you got to keep in mind, Ripper.
Is that an Italian dish?
Have you done the mission yet?
Little
where
saucy.
You keep getting pushed further and further north as the ion blasts come in and wipe out your base.
Dr. John, I am a common working man, and I am only allowed so many hours.
So many ions a week.
How many levels are there, Dr. John?
35. And it's really going to get bad when you get to the one where the ion blasts start coming, because what they do is the board keeps growing north as they keep zapping your base to the south. So what you have to do is you have to realize early on in the game that if you don't pack up and move as far north as you possibly can and quickly take out the two northern bases so that you can quickly establish new fully functional bases in the very top corners of the new territory that opens up to the north.
Yes, Dr. John.
And completely abandon your lower bases, because they're a waste of time. They're going to get blown to smithereens by the ion cannon. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And the best you can actually do is to put some trucks down there and suck up those resources. Suck up those buildings. Say, demolish this building. Demolish this building.
Yeah, Dad.
Get that oil back.
Go, Dad.
It's the absorption process.
You understand
Dr. John.
I'm telling you, gotta learn.
Do you fully comprehend the adrenaline rush I'm feeling just hearing Dr. John talk about that?
I'm getting the drift here, River.
Jesus.
I'm sitting right next to
you. There are a lot of things. And don't forget to put in as many repair pads for your Air Force as possible. Just pepper them. Well, they're quick and easy to build. They don't take much oil.
Put them down.
Put them down. Every spare spot you can find.
You know, I took a full 2 minutes and 34 seconds, I believe, D-Man, properly place 8 repair pads for my Air Force.
Well, and keep building that Air Force.
Keep them fast.
And it got blown up in 2 minutes.
Remember, Ripper, pay attention to how fast the different kinds of planes are. If you get
bunker busters are very quick.
And things like that,
yes,
with a heavy body so that they can take the pounding, they're going to fly really slow, and they're going to have to take a lot of missile hits.
If you take them with the
bug body and the VTOL propulsion,
and you put
something like just cluster bombs on it, they'll zoom in fast, drop them, and boom, they'll be out again.
They'll be out like as in existence, Dr. John. Because they're very quick to repair.
Rebuild. They're very easy to repair. They're quick
pretty
to
fast,
reload.
Dr. John.
Just don't build too many of the heavy bombers until later.
Right. Sacrificial lambs,
that's
Dr.
Right,
John.
Ripper.
Like a leg of lamb.
Like a lamb. Listen to him, Doc.
Like a lamb.
He's lost it already.
So we're also playing a lot of Mech Warrior 3 guys.
Who are those guys? Dr. John.
I don't know. They're good. I believe they are Smoke Jaguar, the clan.
Smoked who?
Mech Warrior 3 is an awesome game, folks, if you haven't played it yet. If you haven't looked at the demo, get the demo. But
that's right, Doc. A lot of options in that game.
It's one heck of a game. We're waiting to get a copy of Heavy Gear 2. It's not here yet, but that's supposed to be good or better. Yeah.
You kind of feel like you're driving one of those Imperial...
Walker things
on Star Wars.
That would be like a 1968 Impala, D-Man.
Right. Gotta make sure it's the two-door.
Well, thanks for joining us on News and Views.
That's right, Dr. John.
welcome to our real-time review of EA Sports Superbike World Championship. We're here at Monza.
And they're off.
I'm here with...
There you go, D-Man. I'll give you a little head start there.
I'm here with D-Man and the Ripper in the war room.
Don't give me any breaks, Ripper.
Hey,
I can handle this.
Dr. John.
How you guys doing? Up. What do you think about this game, guys?
It's pretty good when I'm not flying around in his
car. Yeah, I gave it. I tell you what.
Ripper just passed D-Man in one of the chicanes.
Well, what are we here? Arcade mode there, Dr. John? Because I just bumped D-Man right into the sand pit.
Not for long. I'm right on his back tire.
Well, this is actually an interesting simulation game, as, you know, most of you know. It's not like an arcade game, even though these guys have it set for arcade mode right now so they can stay on the road for the real-time review. You can actually set this in simulation mode, where it's a lot like F1 Racing Sim.
It's a wonderful race, Dr. John. Graphics are a little blocky, but it's pretty good all in all.
All in all, it's kind of fun to play once you get used to it. These guys keep getting so enthralled they can't do the real-time review, but other than that, it's pretty good. I mean, it's keeping them occupied.
Dr. John, the better you get, the faster you go, the more intense. Because when you can finally take these corners...
All those chicanes at high speed and zigzag through them without careening
off the road. Without any break, you know, that's tough.
The hard part for me is to stay up with a Ripper.
Okay, I'll pull off in this little side.
Ripper knows Monza. Years of practice.
I'm on the back stretch.
Oh, and the D-Man just flies past the Ripper.
He pulled off to give me a break, but you watch. I'll mirror him all over the road.
They're headed for the Curva Grande. Oh, no, wait. This is the Parabolica. It's Diabolica.
He's right on my tail. I can feel it. I can
There's
feel
a lot
it.
Of dust here.
Oh, whoa! D-Man in the dirt. He's spitting out turf.
Still see the rip? Passing the main crowd? Maybe they didn't
I'm
see
waving to the
still.
Pretty ladies in the stands, D-Man.
Yeah, as I pass you by here in a second. Hang on, Rip.
So in multiplayer mode, this one's kind of fun. Up to 8 people on the local area network.
That's right, Dr. John. You have some and, good LEDs on the screen. The graphics are not bad.
Not too great, bad. You know, nice rendition of Monza here. And Ripper's over there.
Dr. John, I pulled a wheelie.
And Ripper's over there with the Logitech Wingman 4 force feedback joystick.
Well, that's not fair.
That would be the bump you hear on the desk, Dr.
That's driving it. It's got a superior joystick.
So what do you speaking of joystick, and what do you think of that force feedback effects, Ripper?
What elbow, Dr. John? I need an early elbow replacement if I'm playing this.
Where is he, Dr. John? I gotta catch him.
He's gone.
Oh, I tell you, when you start using the rumble scripts, Dr. John, it was in here strip. Parked on the back stretch.
Oh. Well, I'll rate this game about a 3.5, maybe a 4 out of 5 smiley faces.
It's getting better and better, Dr. John, as I play it.
Well, it is, and it's kind of fun to play.
You know,
I mean, especially once you get good, you can switch to simulation mode instead of baby mode like these guys are playing in.
Baby mode?
Ah.
This is the only one. This is the only way to survive the game.
Yo,
Dr. John,
if I get on the inside of him here, you know what it's like in the F1.
Woo! Ripper's flying.
Not for long, Dr. John.
What do you guys rate this game?
I'll give it a 4, Dr. John. I'm not sure that the Moto Racer isn't the one I still truly love.
Well, I think I'll give it a 3.5, Dr. John, and 4.5 smiley faces for action.
Well, it is pretty nice in multiplayer, and it's definitely got these guys going. I'm going to have to
like
work
a rocket.
Hard. You have to work real hard to get the computer back to play some Warzone 2100 from these guys now.
It'll be a wrestling match, Dr. John.
So what would you guys rate Superbike on the how much would you pay for it scale?
Let's see, Dr. John. Moto Racer was awfully good. To pay for it, you know, I'd give up that $44.50.
I'll go $40 to $45 on this game. If you're a racing sim fan, it's definitely worth getting.
Oh,
it's one of the better racing motorcycle games on the market.
But it's got those tracks we all know and love from the F1 days.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Superbike World Championship by EA Sports. It's
action.
In the game.
All right.
all systems nominal.
Let's smoke us some Jaguar, boys. We are with you, Commodious.
Eat this missile.
Targeting.
What the hell is a Stromach? Take that!
Die, you miserable dog! I'm gonna smoke me some Jaguar today.
A couple of battle curses,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Now die! Die, metal dog!
Prepare to bow to the power of the smoke Jaguar. Missile launch detected.
Ooh, I'm so scared. That! Warning, Will Robinson. I could use some help out here, guys.
You are no
better. I think I soiled myself. Well, men, I think this calls for a drink. Meet me at the Inner Sphere Saloon.
We are with you, Commodious.
Hey, check your blasters at the door.
Why, of course, my good man. Whatever. Bartender! Bartender! I need a drink!
You need a pretty
bring
little
me something!
Barmaid at the end.
I'm Mr. Rupertus, he's ordering.
Ah, Demanius! Rupertus! Good to see you!
Dr. Commodius!
Like how you guys been out there on the battlefield?
I got my Thor in the shop. I don't know about Rupertus here.
Annihilator.
He drives the Annihilator. Oh. Stand clear of Rupertus when he's angry.
on the battlefield.
Well, I've still got my cauldron born.
Demanius.
A cauldron born? Haven't seen one of those in a couple of centuries.
Does good by me. Bartender, where's my drink? Oh, gosh, have you guys ever had problems with the head in your rig? I'll tell you, mine's been out for a week. It stinks in there.
I call that a lack of head.
Whenever that happens, I gotta use one of the Thor legs. Lift the hatch on it. Just go down the bottom and let the mechanic...
I hadn't thought of that. Good idea, Demania.
It works. Drinks over here. Drinks.
Ah, to you, gentlemen. May all your
battles be secure.
In the battlefield.
Okay. Let's have a toast. What's it gonna be, Tuzar?
Well,
working toilets in the rig.
Yes, that's why my daddy always used to say, two heads are better than one.
Home to Pappy.
Reminds me of
better than one.
Beer maid.
Hey, wench! Come over here! How would you like to take a little ride in my cauldron, boy?
There he goes again, Roberto.
There he goes.
We're not making up for lack of something.
Killing this and killing that. Trying to impress the ladies.
We'll never see him again. Let me get a drink here.
Here's the more raping and pillaging.
Raping and pillaging! I'll drink to that.
Ever try to mount up in an iron suit? Whoa.
Where are you guys going after this?
I was gonna head over to the local hardware store and get one of those pine things, you know, the fresh guys put it up on my rear view mirror. You guys have no idea how much it stinks in there.
Why, just last week, two annihilators came over the top of the hill at Checkpoint Alpha, and I soiled myself.
Well, there's a mech wash down the street. You know, you can bring your unit right through there. They'll load it up with the pine flavor for you.
Excellent, D-Man.
They do the white wash,
it's
too.
It's got Super Mech, Deluxe Mech, does the underbody, you know, the whole nine yards.
Any lubrication on that application?
2,000 applications of lubrication.
Do they apply a blade of armor?
What a deal.
No, they don't do any repairs there, Commodicus.
Well, I'm off to the battles. See you, men, next time.
All right, Doc.
Much
we'll see you later in the week, I hope.
Amanda Commodious.
Let's go, Roberta, because we're heading south.
Yeah, my good friends call me Roberta.
Gotta smoke me some Jaguar.
Roberta?
Smoked Jaguar.
I'm after those guys. See you later, Doc.
With egg and onion?
Where the hell
I park that thing? Hey, you kids! Get away from my bulletin board!
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Mech Warrior 3 by MicroProse, Microsoft, Zipper Interactive, and a whole bunch of other people that we can't even name.
Back at the War Room at Dr. John's for a good battle of Mech Warrior 3.
How you guys doing this week?
All right, Dr. John. Pretty good, I'm feeling a little rusty, however.
Well, I'll tell you, this is one heck of a difficult game to get the hang of. But
it is, Doc.
But it's worth it. Boy, is it fun when you get good at it.
It's a great game. Good weapons, good graphics.
Graphics are spectacular. The gameplay is awesome. It really gives you the feel of the big robot kind of like armored combat.
Good command of weapons. Good zoom on it, Doc.
Oh, take that, D-Man.
We got the D-Man against the Ripper. What do you guys drive in there?
What is this? The Sundry, I believe.
And I'm
Dr.
in the Thor,
John.
Doc.
Ooh, a Thor. You maniac.
I'll tell you, this is some game. I see the enemy coming. It's got good targeting ability.
Yeah, targeting's tough. Of course, the idea is to keep moving and rotate your torso so that you're aiming sideways and walk in a circle around your victim, firing accurately as you go.
That's right, Doc. It's really easy to change weapons on this game. A lot of good short-range missiles.
Oh, yeah. No, the
lasers.
Joystick controls, I think, are the best. I'm sure there are a lot of people using the keyboard and mouse combo, like in first-person shooters. I think, forget it. Get the hang of the joystick and keyboard, folks. You're going to appreciate the fact that you did. There we go. A nice crater formed in the landscape there by a missile explosion. That's a nice
touch. Almost there, Doc. Good crater. That was from the last explosion towards me.
That's got to hurt, D-Man.
No, it's also got area-specific damage, and as a matter of fact, that's a key part of the game. You try and shoot out the guy's left or right leg, and you can be specific enough in your shots and lead them properly so that you actually get, you know, good scores and hit rates on those enemy leg. You're going to take out a very large mech with just, you know, a few well-placed hits. And it gives the ability to target specific areas and, in general, a lot of control.
It's great, Doc. You can shoot at the leg long enough so it just removes it, and that puts him out of action.
What do you think, Roberticus?
Please, Doc, call me Roberta. I'm still stuck on Warzone 21, Doc, so I really haven't had a chance
That's
to play
right.
much.
What level you on in Warzone, Ripper?
Well, we're getting close, sure there's some combined... Oh, wait a minute, Doc.
Looks like a Fast and Furious battle
here. Right. It's almost like the Western face-off, Dr. John.
It is. It's high noon here in Mechland.
If you aim long enough at one particular part, you can take the guy out.
Uh-oh. I have lockup.
Well, of course, the head is a particularly good spot to shoot at because then they can't go to the bathroom.
The head, Doc. The head.
Oh, sorry. Wrong head. Uh-oh. Somebody's overheating. Is that you, D-Man? Your reactor's gonna shut. Oh, the leg!
That's right, he got me, Doc.
He blew out your leg.
The Ripper is victorious again.
Well, what do you rate this game, guys?
I don't know, Dr. John.
In single player and multiplayer.
I tell you, it's fun. It's the walking tank syndrome, Doc. I love it. Oh, Dr. John, I gotta give it a 4.5/5 smiley faces.
Well, yeah, I'm right up there with you, Doc.
I'm there. I'll give it a 4.5/5, maybe even 5/5 smiley faces on the fun factor. And
I gotta get into it, Doc, because we got that challenge still hanging over our heads.
From GT2K.com, yes.
GT2K.
A Mech Warrior 3 challenge.
But... I would say that it's probably a better game in single player than it is in multiplayer. It was designed as a single player game, but multiplayer, it's really sort of deathmatch, and, you know, that can get a little old after a while with big giant robots walking in circles.
Bring down 90 tons of steel, Dr. John.
It takes time.
You just shoot and shoot and shoot.
Hey, don't make a career out of it. But in general, I would say, as a single player, I'll give it almost 5/5, maybe 4.9. Multiplayer, between 4, 4.5/5.
Yeah, but we haven't played with teams yet, you know, Dr. John, where we have two little guys running around and one big guy.
Yeah, that's
true. Stands, a single player is the best. If we ever get to try the teams, that may change it.
How much would you pay for it, guys? Where would you go on the would I buy it and how much would I pay for it scale?
Well, you know.
Not a 50.
I'd probably do the $49.95 on this game, Doc. That's
I'd do
about $45
bucks at least on this game.
Well, you know, if we're at 40, we might as well go 50. What's 10
no,
bucks?
No. This is a rating system. You've
oh,
got
oh,
to
okay.
be precise.
Well, $47.50, Dr. J.
Okay. There you have it, folks. Three thumbs up. Well,
that's bright,
with that, we'll say thanks for joining us on our real-time review of MechWarrior 3.
That's right, in the War Room.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Tune in again next time for more mayhem, not to mention...
Liquid Wrench.
Live from Destructo.
Sunday.
I'm done here. Now.
Thanks for joining us again at Ground Zero, folks. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. Upcoming real-time reviews include Heavy Gear 2 by Activision and X-Wing Alliance by LucasArts. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again next time. We'll see you then, folks. I'm Dr. John.
Excuse me, miss. Do you sell those tree-shaped pine fresheners?